Welcome to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Pigarretta, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, O divine will, to breathe in my breathing, to palpitate in my heart, to circulate in my blood. May every single act done in the divine will be for the praise and glory of God our Father, for the salvation of all souls from Adam to the last, and for the divine will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven. Amen. Mary, Queen of the Divine Will, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome again to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. Today we will continue with volume 21. The next passage comes from March 16, 1927, and the title is, As Jesus Was Conceived, He formed the new bounds between His kingdom and the creatures. In the divine will, there are universal acts, and these acts are needed in order to impetrate it. Luisa Picarreta writes, I was thinking about the supreme fiat and about how this kingdom may be realized. And my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, as your Jesus was conceived, I tied once again the kingdom of my divine will to the creature. It was necessary for it to take absolute dominion within my humanity and to have its free life in all my acts, to be able to extend its kingdom as it wanted within my humanity. Therefore, everything I did, works, prayers, breathing, heartbeat, and sufferings, were bounds and ties between the kingdom of my fiat and the creatures. Everything he did was united to the will of God, because the will of God was reigning in Jesus fully. And every single act he did, he says, was a bound. He tied every single act that he did to bring about this kingdom of the divine will. I represented the new Adam, who not only was to give the remedies in order to save them, but was to redo, to restore all that the old Adam had lost. Adam lost the gift of living in the divine will. He lost the gift of complete knowledge. He lost the gift of locution. He lost the gift of bilocation. He lost the strength behind every single act that he performed. And we see that after he sinned, he felt his nakedness. He realized his nakedness, because the light that covered him disappeared. He came out from the state of immaculacy that he was living in, and he lost the gift. Our Lord Jesus says that he came to redo, to restore what Adam has lost. This is why it was necessary to take on human nature in order to enclose in it that which the creature had lost, and through me, to give it back to her. It is through his humanity that we receive too, and it is through his humanity that he gives back to the Father. He reconciled us with God the Father. Now, through this gift of living in the divine will, through this knowledge how to live in the divine will that comes through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, our Lord wants us to learn how to live united with his will, how to make every single prayer, every single heartbeat, every single breathing an act of praise, of glory, of thanksgiving, and adoration to God. And this comes when we unite ourselves with the will of God. With your will I pray, with your will I work, with your will I eat, with your will I sleep. Everything that is not a sin, the Lord tells us, can be done in the divine will. In volume 11, our Lord tells Luisa Picarreta that we have to do everything as if Jesus wanted to do it. In volume 11, August 14, 1912, Jesus says, if you pray, you must say, it's Jesus who wants to pray. If you work, it's Jesus who wants to work. If you walk, it's Jesus who wants to walk. If you take food, it's Jesus who wants to eat. If you go to sleep, you must say, it's Jesus who wants to sleep. It's Jesus who wants to take this delight. Everything, excluding sin, can be united with the will of God. Let's continue. It was justice that my divine will have a human nature, a at his disposal, which will oppose nothing in order to extend its kingdom once again in the midst of creatures, more so since a human nature had taken its rights to reign away from it, and so another one was needed which will return its rights to it. It was through human nature that we lost the gift of living in the divine will. So it was necessary that through human nature, through another human nature, our Lord says, everything was restored. Therefore, my coming upon earth was not for redemption alone. On the contrary, the primary purpose was to form the kingdom of my will within my humanity in order to give it back to the creatures. He formed the kingdom of the divine will in his humanity, and through his humanity, he's given it back to us. If it were not so, my coming upon earth will have been an incomplete work, not worthy of God, who will have been nothing less than unable to restore the work of creation and the order with which it had come out of our creative hands, since our will was to reign in everything. The divine will wants to reign in everything, in every single act that we do. The divine will wants to waste nothing in us. So let us not waste any single act. Let us unite all our acts in the divine will. This is what the prevenial act in the morning does. It gives full reign to Jesus in every single one of our acts. And the actual act, the moment we remember that we are eating, that we are working, and we say, Jesus, with your will I work. Jesus, with your will I eat. Jesus, with your will I want to perform this or that action. That constitutes the actual act. And that act expands our capacity to receive, gives God the room to operate in us, and gives him the ability to pour out his love in the creature, upon his creature, so that he be satisfied. Now, so that these ties which my humanity formed between the kingdom of my will and the creature might have validity, life and recognition, it was necessary for me to choose a creature who, being entrusted with a special office to make known this kingdom of my will, to make known this kingdom of my will, Jesus wants a creature, and he chose Luisa Picarreta to be the creature through which we come to know how to live in this way, how to live in the divine will. Luisa Picarreta is a creature like us, and through her, Jesus wants to give us this gift. That's the mission of Luisa Picarreta. That's why our Lord asked her to write. Many times Luisa Picarreta was reluctant to write, because she didn't want all these dialogues, these intimate dialogues with Jesus to be known. And sometimes she was in great pain, remembering that she had the stigmata. So she was in great pain, and just to write was very painful for her. But Jesus wants to entrust her this task of making known this gift, making known this gift, the kingdom of my will, says the Lord. Jesus wanted to find a creature in whom he will be able to entrust the office to make known the message of the kingdom of the divine will. He says, being entrusted with a special office to make known this kingdom of my will bind to herself these ties which my will had formed with my humanity, receiving the power to transmit these ties of my kingdom to other creatures. This is why I remain in the depths of your soul, preserving the life of my supreme fiat, to bind these ties and to place my kingdom in them. And I speak to you so much about it, as I have not done with anyone else until now. Therefore, be attentive, because this is about the greatest thing, to restore the order of creation between the Creator and the creature. This is the most sublime of all the gifts, because it's God living in us through His will, giving us His will, operating in us, restoring what was lost. Not only this, it was necessary for me to first choose one creature who will live in the divine fiat in order to receive universal acts from her, because my will is universal. It is everywhere. There is no creature who does not receive its life. All creation is fixed in the will of God. Man was the only one who came out of the will of God. The rest of creation remains fixed in the will of God. We live in the will of God. We move and breathe and have our existence in God at every moment. Every single breath that we take, we borrow it from God. Every single moment and instant of our life is a gift from the Lord that is out of His will that we exist. So He wants to receive the correspondence of the creature, the thanksgiving, the love, the perfect correspondence of His creature. By withdrawing from my will, man rejected a universal good. He took away from God the universal glory, adoration, and love. Now, in order to give back to Him this kingdom, these universal goods, first He wants, by right, a creature who, by living in this fiat, will communicate this universal act to Him. So, as she loves, adores, glorifies, and prays together with His will, she constitutes herself as universal love for all, adoration and glory for each creature. In diffusing her prayer as if everyone were praying, she prays in a universal manner that the kingdom of the divine fiat may come into the midst of creatures. By praying united with His will, we pray as if everyone was praying. Those who already died, those who are living and should pray and not pray, those in the future. We give to God in the name of everybody, He says, and diffusing her prayers as if everyone were praying. We become channels through which God can receive on behalf of everybody. This is the universality of this spirituality that we give to God in the name of everybody. When a good is universal, universal acts are needed in order to obtain it. And these acts are only in my will. As you love in it, your love extends wherever my will is, and my will fills your love in every place. It fills itself, follow everywhere. The will of God is everywhere. So as we love God, and the love of God is extended through all creation. Therefore, it fills in you the original love with which it had established to be loved by the creature in the beginning of creation. It fills its own echo of your love, which does not know how to love with a title, which does not know how to love with a little and finite love, but with the infinite and universal love. It fills the first love of Adam before his sin, when he did nothing but repeat the echo of the will of his creators. Amazing. By living in the divine will, by uniting our will to the will of God, we are able to arouse in God the same sentiment in a way that Adam was doing before the fall. And God feels drawn by these universal acts, which follow it everywhere, to come and reign once again in the midst of creatures. This is why I have chosen you, my daughter, and from their own stock, not only to manifest to you the knowledge, the goods, and the prodigies of this fiat, but so that by living in it with your universal acts, you may bend my will to come to reign once again in the midst of creatures, as in the beginning of creation, with every single act, with every single prayer done in the divine will. We are calling the kingdom of God to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven. This kingdom has to live, first of all, in our hearts and our souls, my brothers and sisters. Our will has to be fixed, inclined to do the will of God, to follow the Ten Commandments. Our intellect has to be inclined to do good. Our memory has to be inclined towards the good. Our soul has to be immersed in the will of God so that the divine will can reign in our souls, so that the powers of the soul can be fed from this fountain of life, which is God Himself, who breathes, who palpitates in us, who descended upon our hearts and our souls in baptism through the grace of the Holy Spirit. This is why It is given to you to unite everyone, to embrace everyone, so that in finding everyone and everything in you, just as everything can be found in my will, you may place harmony among them, so they will exchange the keys of peace, and my kingdom will be restored in the midst of creatures. Here is the mission of Luisa Picaretta, to make this kingdom known, and this is the mission of all of us who we know this gift, my brothers and sisters, to make it known and to do everything we can to make it known, to pray for it, and remember to do every single act in the divine will, because every single act done in the divine will is like a soldier that is fighting and asking for the will to come. Here is then the necessity of the knowledge about the wonders of my supreme fiat to dispose the creatures to attract them to desires, to want, to long for this kingdom and the good which are in it. Creatures have to be disposed. Our soul has to be disposed. We need to want this gift in order for this gift to be bestowed upon us. We need to desire it and to beg the Lord to become beggars and ask to the Lord to give us this gift, which is the greatest gift, the gift of His will that contains everything. And here is the necessity for me to first choose one creature who, by living in my will, with her universal acts, which are divine acts, that my will itself administers to her, will impetrate the kingdom of my fiat in the creatures. Through these universal acts, you may ask me, what are these universal acts? Our Lord answered this question, and He says, prayers, work, everything that we all do, sleep, eat, everything that our Lord did in His humanity, excluding sin, all these universal acts that everybody can do, is what our Lord wants us to do too. Acts in the divine will. Let us not waste any of them, my brothers and sisters, because He says every single act united in His will is a divine act that impetrates the kingdom of the supreme fiat for the creatures. He says, I act like a king whose people have rebelled against his laws, making use of his power. The king sends some to prison, some to exile, and he removes from some the right of possession in some. He gives to each one the penalty he justly deserves. Now, in the long run, the king feels compassion for his people, so he chooses one of his most faithful ministers, and opening up his sorrowful heart, he says to him, I want to trust to you. Listen, I have decided to give you the mandate to call back to me the poor exile, to release the prisoners, and to give back to them the right to possess goods, which I remove from them. It is through the prophet Isaiah that the Lord says, this is the time. He was sent to preach good news to the poor, to release prisoners, to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. This is the good news, my brothers and sisters. The Lord wants to give us this gift for all of us. And the very fact that you are listening to this program is a sign, is an indication that the Lord wants to palpitate in you. He wants to deposit this gift in you. He wants to operate in every single act. He wants to give you this greatest gift of living in the divine will. Excuse me, if they are faithful to me, their goods, their happiness will be redoubled. So he converses at length with this faithful minister, arranging everything that needs to be done. More so, since this minister had always been after the king, begging him on behalf of his people to give grace and forgiveness and reconciliation to all. Then, after having arranged everything in secret, they called the other ministers, giving them the order to let the beautiful news reach the people in the prisons and exile. How the king wants to make peace with them, how he wants each one of them to return to his place, and all the good which the king wants to give them as the beautiful news spreads. They desire, they long for, they dispose themselves with their acts to receive the freedom and the lost kingdom. And while the news is spreading, the faithful minister is always after the king, begging him with incessant prayer to let the people receive the good which they have established between them. We can compare this passage with the Old Testament. All the prophets, they were sent by God. God telling his people he wants them to come back to him, that he wants them, that he loved them, that he wanted to be reconciled with them. And all the prophets, they were messengers of God, spreading the good news. Alas, Jesus comes, bringing this gift of the kingdom of heaven, proclaiming the good news of the heavenly Father. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. Now, through this gift of living in the divine will, he is begging us to receive this gift. He becomes a beggar and he begs each one of us. He is begging us to receive these gifts, to dispose ourselves, our souls, to receive this gift and all the goodness, all the goods that come through this gift. Let us not delay any longer, my brothers and sisters. Let us surrender to him and let us become beggars. Let us beg our God and Father to give us this gift. Let us praise, let us glorify, let us adore him, and let us ask him to bestow this gift in our hearts and our souls in this time that we needed so much, in this time in this world that we needed so much. Let us ask the Lord to bestow this gift upon us. I have done exactly this. In fact, that which can be done one-on-one. In the secret sorrow and love of two creatures who love each other and who want the same good cannot be done with many. A secret sorrow and love of your Jesus, united to the soul whom I chose, has this power. I give and she impetrates wherever is needed. The secret between me and you has matured the many desires. The secret between me and you has matured the knowledge I have given you about the kingdom of my divine fiat. It has made your many acts rise again in it. The secret between me and you has allowed me to put out my sorrow so long, and of so many centuries, in which my will has been in the midst of creatures, been life of each other, of each one, in their acts, but they have not recognized it, keeping it in a state of continuous agony. The will of God is everywhere, but is not recognized. It's been at every moment of our life. But Jesus wants this will to be recognized. This is the problem, that we creatures do not recognize the will of God in our life. And through this gift of living in the divine will, through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, our Lord wants us to recognize this gift that is everywhere. To recognize this gift that he wants to deposit in our hearts, in our souls, so that he can be glorified, so that he can be adored, so that our souls can be expanded, so that we can acquire the capacity to receive, so that we can become saints, my brothers and sisters. This is the sanctity of our times. This is the sanctity of living in the divine will, that the Lord wants to do everything in us. He wants to be behind every single act that we perform, behind every single action. My daughter, a sorrow of mine, put out in the secret of the heart of one who loves me, has the virtue of changing justice into mercy, and my bitterness turn into sweetness. Once the will of God is recognized in us, it has the power to mitigate justice. It has the power to bring about the mercy of God upon the creatures. It brings about the goodness of God upon us, and it changes wrath into sweetness, into love. We see around so many disasters that are happening. Our Lord, in other part of the Book of Heaven, he tells us that it is through nature that he will chastise us, because we are the only ones who came out. The only ones who went out of the will of God, all nature, they are fixed in the will of God. All the elements, they are fixed in the will of God. But we rebel against God. But Jesus came to redo everything. And he wants us to follow him. Come and follow me, says the Lord. Through this spirituality of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, we can understand that the Lord says, come and follow me. Do all your acts in the divine will. Everybody is called to follow him by doing acts in the divine will, whether you are married, whether you are single, whether you are a priest or a consecrated soul. We are all called to follow him in this way. This spirituality is for everybody. This spirituality is universal. This is the beautiful aspect of this spirituality that is universal. It is not constrained only for one community. It is not only constrained only for one person or for certain people. It is universal because the Lord wants us to live in this way. It is the will of God. Come and follow me, says the Lord. Come and follow me, do every single act in the divine will so that God the Father can be loved, adored, glorified through you. So that you be able to receive all that God the Father wants to give you. So that everybody can receive what God wants to give us. Then after I have entrusted to you, arranging everything together with you, I have called my ministers, giving them the order to make known to the people my beautiful news about my supreme fiat. I want to pause a little bit here and talk to all my brother priests who are listening. Our Lord wants us to spread this good news, my brothers. Our Lord wants us to become the messengers of this greatest gift that he has given us. The Lord wants us to be the messengers of this good news. This should be a privilege, an honor, that the most sublime gift has to be known also through the most beautiful gift of the priesthood. I encourage all of you, my brother priests, who are listening to me, to unite all your efforts, to unite all your activities, all your prayers, all your masses, all that you do for the people of God in the divine will. In this way, you will feel the strength. You will not feel discouraged. You will feel the strength of God ministering to the people. And the people of God will be truly fed through this gift, because he will be God himself ministering to his people. So I encourage all of you, unite yourselves in everything you do, all your prayers, all your struggles with the will of God. And make this kingdom known. Make this good news known. The knowledge about this kingdom. He wants us priests to spread the knowledge of this kingdom to his people. How I call everyone to come into my kingdom, that they may come out of the prisons, the exile of their wills, to take possession of the goods that the divine will contains, and no longer live unhappy and as slaves of the human will, but happy and free in my divine will. And just as this secret has had the virtue of letting us exchange heart to heart the many wonders and manifestations about the eternal fiat, when this long secret of ours will be manifested, it will have such an impact on the people that, surprise, they themselves will pray with signs that my kingdom may come to put an end to all of their troubles. What a beautiful day will that be, the day that the gift of living in divine will reign in each one of our hearts, our souls. And a little by little, everyone starting to live in the divine will, we will change. We will change all our actions into divine actions. That all the actions that we do will be divinized in a way. It will carry, all our actions will carry the divine strength that will glorify God, and that will give us the knowledge the understanding and the strength that we also need to continue walking this journey. My brothers and sisters, I encourage all of you to make time to pray in the divine will, to make time to read the Book of Heaven, to make time to unite every single act in the divine will, not to waste anyone, not to waste any act. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.